Okay, ready for a deep dive? Today we're tackling Japan's aging population.
Sounds familiar.
It is.
Right.
But we're getting at it from, let's say, an unexpected angle.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Lay it on me.
We found this Japanese podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about funeral and end-of-life businesses.
Whoa. Okay, morbid, but here. I can see where this is going, actually.
Exactly. It's like a backdoor into understanding
how
this is all playing out, like socially, economically, you know, on the ground.
Totally. Yeah. That's a really interesting way to get a pulse on things.
So we're diving into this podcast, and the first thing they hit you with is, well, the numbers.
Okay, yeah. Japan's demographics are
pretty stark.
They're wild.
36.25 million seniors.
Wow.
Over 65. That's almost 30% of their entire population.
And the number's only going up, right?
Oh, yeah. And here's the thing that really got me. Only 28% of those seniors are still working.
Okay, so that's a significant portion who are outside the workforce.
It's huge. It's like 27 million retirees.
Which has got to have huge implications for their economy.
That's the million-dollar question, right? How do you deal with that?
Right, because you've got to figure out how to create a sustainable system when so many people are retired.
And the Japanese government, they're trying.
Right.
Right? They've put forward some ideas.
Like what? What are they thinking?
Well, they're talking about raising the retirement age, giving people incentives to keep working longer.
Mm-hmm. I can see how that would make sense on paper.
Right. But then you listen to this podcast, and the host is like, hold on a minute.
Yeah. What are they saying? What's their take?
They're skeptical. And they have a point. A lot of seniors, especially those already retired, they're seeing their wages shrink.
So it's like, why keep working if you're not actually getting ahead?
Exactly. It's not just about finding any job. It's about making it worth it.
That's a really good point.
And then you factor in the whole way Japan does work, you know, the lifetime employment thing.
Right, right. Very different from how things work in a lot of other developed countries.
So to expect people to suddenly switch gears, become freelancers, gig workers, I mean, that's a big ask.
It's a huge cultural shift.
It'd be like, you've been on this cruise ship your whole life.
I like this analogy.
And suddenly someone's like, all right, here's a raft. Good luck out there.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
And it's not just about policies, right? It's about having the infrastructure, the support systems in place.
Totally. You need training, resources, all of that.
And anyone who's ever dealt with, you know, Japanese bureaucracy, the blue form tax system.
I've heard stories.
It's not exactly user friendly.
Yeah.
So imagine trying to navigate all of that as a senior, starting a business, like, whoa.
It makes you wonder, right? Like, Japan is so technologically advanced in many ways, but when it comes to this stuff,
it's like a disconnect.
Totally. It's like this weird digital divide.
And this is key, right? If they're serious about freelancing being part of the solution, they got to bridge that gap.
Absolutely.
Oh, and speaking of freelancing, did you hear about this new law they passed?
No. Tell me about it.
So it's supposed to protect freelancers. More transparency in contracts, protection from harassment, all that.
Okay, that sounds like a good thing on the surface.
Right. But then our podcast hosts, they bring up this very important point.
Which is?
Enforcement.
Ah, yeah, because having a law on the books is one thing.
Exactly.
But actually making sure it's enforced is another.
And, you know, will older workers who might not be as familiar with all this legal stuff, will they actually benefit?
That's the question.
It's like, maybe we need some kind of AI lawyer bot.
Okay, now you're talking.
Right, specifically designed to help seniors navigate all of this.
That would be huge.
Okay, but let's shift gears for a second, talk about something a little more, well,
tentative.
Yeah, life expectancy.
Right, which is a core part of this whole conversation when we're talking about aging populations.
This podcast, they cite some Japanese Ministry of Health data, and it's about remaining life expectancy.
So, like, how many years you have left at a certain age?
Exactly. And for 75-year-olds, it's about 12 years for men, 15 for women.
Okay. And those are just averages, of course. Important to remember that.
Of course. But still, it gets you thinking about healthcare costs.
Absolutely. Because those costs tend to go up as we age.
And a lot of 75-year-olds, they're retired on fixed incomes.
Right. So higher healthcare costs can be a real burden.
And this all ties into the government's whole healthcare reform plan. They want to increase contributions from people 75 and older.
Starting when?
2029. But our podcast host, they're worried it might happen even sooner.
Okay, so more financial pressure on seniors.
And that's the big question, right? If raising taxes on an aging population isn't the answer, then what is?
Right. Got to find another way.
Well, get this. The podcast drops this bomb. 60% of Japan's total savings, like 2,200 trillion, is held by people over 65.
Whoa, are you serious?
Yeah. So it's like this huge pool of money just sitting there.
Which reframes the whole issue, doesn't it?
It does. It's like, what if, instead of being a burden, this aging population could actually be
an asset?
Exactly.
That's a really interesting way to look at it.
Right. Like, we need to figure out how to tap into that potential. Responsibly, of course.
Of course. But it's exciting to think about. Like, what if there's a way to use that wealth to benefit everyone?
That's the treasure map we need to find.
Right. And it's not going to be easy.
No. There are going to be obstacles.
Definitely.
But hey, that's what makes it a deep dive, right?
Let's do it. Yeah. No treasure map is complete without a few dragons and booby traps, right?
And in this case, one of those obstacles is, well, Japan's political scene.
Ah, yes. Politics. Yeah. Always adding another layer of complexity.
Right. The podcast we're looking at, they brought up this whole thing about the Liberal Democratic Party election, the LDP.
Which is a big deal in Japan, obviously.
Huge. Okay. But honestly, I don't follow Japanese politics that closely.
Yeah, it can be a bit of a maze.
So help me out here. The podcast host was talking about Abenomics and how the election could impact all of this.
Right. Abenomics. So that refers to the economic policies of former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
Okay, I've heard the term, but what does it actually mean in practice?
Basically, it was this three-pronged approach. Monetary easing, so like controlling the money supply.
Okay, got it.
Then there was fiscal stimulus, meaning the government spends more to try to boost the economy.
Right, makes sense.
And then the third arrow, that was structural reform, trying to make Japan more competitive.
Okay, and how did that all work out? I mean, in relation to, you know, the aging population and everything we've been talking about.
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Some argue that Abenomics was more focused on corporations, big business, and that it didn't really trickle down to everyday people, especially older workers.
So you're saying even if the economy was doing better overall, seniors might not have felt it in their wallets?
Exactly. And now, with the LDP election coming up, it's like, will they stick with Abenomics, or will we see a change in direction?
And how would that impact, you know, Japan's whole approach to an aging population?
That's the big unknown, right? Some people are pushing for policies that directly tackle income inequality and making sure social safety nets are stronger.
So not just focusing on growing the economy, but making sure that growth is shared.
Right. It's about finding that balance.
Which is never easy.
Definitely not. And here's another thing to consider.
Hit me.
We've been talking about Japan as a whole, but the situation is very different in rural areas.
Oh, right, because so much of the focus is on Tokyo and those big cities.
Exactly. But out in the countryside, it's a different story. They're dealing with depopulation, shrinking workforces.
And I'm guessing an aging population doesn't help matters?
It adds this whole other layer of complexity because those rural areas often have fewer resources, less access to services.
It's like we're talking about two different Japans almost.
In a way, yes, you have these high-tech, fast-paced urban centers and then these more traditional, slower-paced rural communities.
And finding solutions that work for both, that's the real challenge.
Absolutely. And it's not just about economics and policy either.
What else is there?
It's about people's lives, their hopes, their anxieties, you know, the human side of all of this.
That's so important. We can get so caught up in the data and the statistics.
It's easy to forget that we're talking about real people.
Exactly. And speaking of the human side of things,
yeah.
What about the cultural aspects of this?
Well, that's huge, right? Japan has such a rich cultural heritage.
Yeah, they have this whole tradition of respecting elders.
Right. Filial piety, it's deeply ingrained.
But how does that play out in a society that's dealing with increasing longevity? I mean, people are living longer, working longer.
It's a fascinating question because you also have this strong work ethic in Japan.
That's true.
So how do you reconcile these things? How do you honor those traditional values while also adapting to these new realities?
It's like they're trying to find a path forward without losing their identity.
Exactly. And I think there's a real opportunity there, not just for Japan, but for the world.
What do you mean?
Well, we're all facing this demographic shift to some extent.
True. It's a global phenomenon.
So what if Japan, in figuring this out, in redefining what it means to age in the 21st century, what if they provide a model for everyone else?
That would be incredible.
Right. It's like instead of dreading the silver tsunami, they're riding the wave, showing everyone else how it's done.
I like the way you think.
We need to start seeing this as a chance to build a better future for everyone.
Couldn't agree more. And you know what? This whole conversation reminds me of something the podcast host said.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
Well, towards the end, they posed this question. It's like, in an era of sharing economies, distributed wealth, all this technology, how can Japan and, by extension the rest of the world, create a sustainable future.
Wow, that's a big one.
Right, a future that balances the needs of an aging population with the economic realities we're facing. That's what they said.
It really makes you think.
It does. It's like, we've been talking about this as a challenge, but what if it's an opportunity?
Exactly, and maybe that's the key, shifting our perspective, because when we change how we look at things,
we change the possibility.
I like that. It's all about finding the opportunity in the challenge.
It really is a whole new way of looking at things, isn't it?
It is. It's like this podcast, even though it's about, you know, funeral homes and stuff.
Right. Not exactly a cheery topic.
No, but it's made us think about longevity, not just as this problem to be solved,
but as something with, like, real potential.
Exactly. And I think that's the biggest takeaway here. We have to shift our perspective.
Because if we keep thinking of this silver tsunami as some kind of disaster,
we miss the opportunity.
We do.
Yeah.
It's like, instead of dreading the wave, we need to figure out how to surf it.
Okay, I like that analogy, but how do we do that? Where do we even begin?
Well, I think it starts with rethinking our whole idea of work and retirement.
Okay, explain that.
So right now, it's like you hit a certain age and boom, you're done.
You're retired, put out to pasture.
Exactly, but what if it wasn't like that? What if it was more of a transition?
Instead of a hard stop.
Right, like you keep learning, maybe you start a new career, something you're passionate about.
Encore careers, I love that idea.
And the whole thing becomes more flexible. You work when you want, how you want.
That makes so much more sense for people who are living longer, healthier lives.
It does. And think about all that experience, all that knowledge. We're wasting it by pushing people out the door.
Right. It's like, congratulations, you've reached the peak of your career. Now go sit in that rocking chair.
Exactly. We need to be telling people, okay, you got all this wisdom. Now go share it. Make a difference.
Yes. Become a mentor, start a business, whatever lights you up.
And let's not forget about the economic side of things.
Huge.
If we can find ways to keep older generations engaged in the economy,
it benefits everyone.
Exactly. It's not a burden. It's an asset. Just like that podcast host said, that $2,200 trillion in savings.
That's a powerful reminder.
It is. And it all circles back to that shift in perspective. We have to stop seeing aging as a drain on resources.
And start seeing it as an engine for growth.
Exactly. And maybe, just maybe, Japan can lead the way.
I think they can. They've got the ingenuity, the technology, the cultural foundation.
It's all there. They just need to put the pieces together.
It's like a giant puzzle, and they're holding all the right pieces.
Well said. And you know, it's funny. We started this deep dive with a podcast about funeral businesses.
A bit morbid, I'll admit.
It was. But look where we ended up. Talking about hope, potential, a whole new way of thinking about aging.
And that's the power of these deep dives, isn't it? It's about exploring these unexpected corners of the world.
Finding those hidden connections and coming out with a fresh perspective.
Exactly. And who knows, maybe that fresh perspective will spark some real change.
Well said. And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.